from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is summertime. It is summertime in Milwaukee, one of the best times of the year. We just hosted the RNC, and now it's, I know Brady Street Festival is going on this weekend. One of the other questions that I posted up on social media was, what are you doing this weekend? I love to hear a humble brag. I love to hear what you have going on this weekend, what you're promoting, fundraiser you're involved in, whatever it might be. My name is Mitch Nellis, a.k.a. Thunder. This is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on Sports Radio 1250 AM. The Fan here in Milwaukee and on the Odyssey app. And what an Odyssey we are all on together. What an Odyssey we were on 3 years ago. What an Odyssey we were on 3 years ago, tomorrow, and yesterday, and the day before. And joining us now is my friend, Andy Dorf from Dorf on Sports. Andy, how you doing today?
Can't complain, Mitch. Glad to be here, brother. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Where were you 3 years ago tomorrow?
3 years ago tomorrow, I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks win Game 6 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But let me take you before that.
Please actually, do.
There's a little history here, man. So I happened to be at the Game 5, the swing game, if you will.
The oop in the valley, right?
Yep. The oop in the valley, the valley oop, whatever you want to call it. But that was, like, I heard you talking before. I happened to check out a little bit of the show, and you were talking about enemy territory. Brother, that was worse than enemy territory. Let me tell you.
Uh-oh.
People knew I was a Milwaukee Bucks fan, okay? And I'm in a house full of wacky, wild, nutty Phoenix Suns fans that don't really understand what winning a championship is actually all about. And we all heard the joke of Suns in four, this and that and the other.
Right.
Well, it wound up being Bucks in six at the end of the day. And thank God to Brandon Jennings for coming up with that one, man. Kudos to him. But at the end of the day, that was such an amazing game when the Milwaukee Bucks came in here. And I'm there with one of my best friends of all time, and I treated him to the game because that's just how things work. When you get good connections, you get good connections. So I had two seats that were given to me.
Amazing.
And I brought my best friend of my childhood with me, who's also a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan.
Of course.
Let me tell you, man. The story is actually more about him. He's having an ulcer during the game, okay?
No.
I can't make this stuff up. Can't make this stuff up, man. So he's pacing around the arena basically the whole game, but he's watching, right? But I'm sitting there in enemy territory where Phoenix Suns fans are literally throwing their towels at me. You name it, man. They were giving me just about the worst business that you could ever imagine. I happened to be there with my cousin. Now the story gets better because I'm also there with my cousin who's in town in Phoenix because he wanted to come to Game 5. So he came to town to Game 5. So I'm there with my cousin. He's there with his son. They're sitting in different seats than I'm sitting in. But I'm under so much scrutiny by these people. They are literally, they're throwing things at me. They're almost hitting me. I literally at about, I don't know, about a minute left in the game or so, I'm like, I need to get out of here before the game ends because if the Bucks win this game, these guys are literally going to kill me.
This is going to get ugly.
Exactly. So I run over to where my cousin's sitting, and we wind up watching the end of that basketball game. We go out, we celebrate all night long, have an absolute blast, and then obviously go back to Milwaukee, Game 6. What an unbelievable experience for you guys there in Milwaukee. Look, that's the first one I've seen in my lifetime. I was born in 1973, so I just missed the first one.
Sure.
So this is something that I think any and all fan of their teams, they deserve this at least one time in their lifetime, Mitch. This is
I love that.
And it feels so good. You actually feel like you're a part of that victory. So, it was an incredible experience.
I mean,
man.
You saw what it looked like outside of Fiserv Forum with 80,000 people. I mean, you can only get 17,000 people in there. 80,000 people outside all celebrating together. The amount of positivity that permeated Milwaukee and southeastern Wisconsin, the whole state. And then, of course, Bucks fans all over the country. It was, you know, it was a, I don't want to say it was a loser franchise for 50 years, but it was a pretty rough go. I mean, I remember being on the air for years, and we would say year after year after year that Herb Cole gets an A+ for keeping the Bucks in Milwaukee, and he gets an F as the owner of a sports team because all he cared about was trying to get to 500 and sneaking in as the A seed year after year after year.
Good point, you know, and when you think about Wisconsin sports in general, there's so much failure. So we've had those great Packer teams that didn't get over the hump. We've had a lot of great Milwaukee Bucks teams, man. Growing up as a kid, very fortunate. I went to just about every basketball game that I can imagine from the time that I could walk until I left to leave to go to the University of Minnesota to start college. And I'm telling you what, Mitch, in the 80s, the early 90s, we had some amazing basketball teams. But the team that you like so much, my friend, who just hung up number 18.
Yeah.
They were a big nemesis in the Milwaukee Bucks.
I know.
The Philadelphia 76ers, were a tough one.
They were, too.
The Los Angeles Lakers, like the Bucks were the fourth best team in that era. You know, it's like, but at the end
in
of the
80s
day,
with Don Nelson and Del Harris, absolutely the Bucks were the fourth best team in the league. But it didn't matter because they couldn't get past it.
Exactly. No, and again, you know, when you had to get past the Chief and Mikhail and Bird and DJ and then obviously, you know, like then the Pistons came along in the 90s, man, like. And I'm not even talking about the Bulls because, quite frankly, Michael Jordan broke my heart so many damn times, bro, that I have nightmares about it. So ultimately, I just feel like every fan of their team deserves that one shining moment where you feel like you had something to do with the fact that your team went out there and accomplished something so great and they were the best. They achieved that greatness that everybody's always trying to achieve, and you got that one time in your lifetime. I'm good, man. I'll be honest with you. However, with that being said,
I was going to say, fast forward 3 years, and how are you feeling today?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I think there's a lot more optimism about this upcoming season than we had just a few days ago. Obviously, the latest signing with Gary Trent Jr., a very friendly deal because of his relationship, we all know, with Dame. It means a lot. Like, this is another guy that you can get in your lineup, and he's going to be a starter, so let's not have any worries or thoughts about that. He's definitely going to be the Bucks' starting shooting guard. And the other additions that they made, Prince and Wright, I like all of them. I'll be honest with you. And I did hear you guys mentioning the other guys that have been in for the workouts. And IT, I'm with you on IT. I think he's maybe a little bit past his prime, and you know, his best is behind him. And I do think the game is different than when he was out there chopping it up and getting the best of people. But I like Will Barton, and I know you're not huge on him, but that's another guy that I think he can shoot the ball really well.
He definitely can shoot, no doubt.
And when you have guys like Dame and Giannis, it just makes that floor so much easier for other guys to have success. That's why I love Gary Trent Jr. Are you kidding me? That's another guy. He can shoot threes and open things up. I think the Bucks are in a much better position than we could have ever imagined, and I do think that Horst deserves a little bit of credit for coming up with something where the Bucks' hands were completely tied. We know they don't have any money, but somehow, some way, they got a guy in Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, that was magic, money. Andy. That was magic. Yeah. I don't know how I did not see that coming. Mostly because of the money issues. You're absolutely right. Andy Dorf joining us, Dorf on Sports. Tell us a little bit. What is Dorf on Sports? How can people find you out there?
People can find me on SiriusXM. They can also get me on, I work for a network called Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm on Sunday mornings. I just do a 2-hour show from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So that's going to be 10 a.m. till noon,
yep,
Central Time right now. And then it changes an hour when the time changes.
Yeah, when Arizona doesn't change, but everybody else does. It's kind of, and Indiana got that weird thing going on.
You know what? It doesn't really make a lot of sense because, quite frankly, we're on two different time zones, but people here just don't understand it. We're actually on Pacific and we're on Mountain, but we call it Arizona time for some reason.
As you should.
Yeah. But you can also get at me on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. You can get at me on Facebook at Dorf on Sports, and IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. So
nice,
I love it. We just have same similar format to what you're doing. Get a lot of guests and just have a good conversation with people about the sports world.
Awesome. Got to switch gears with you real quick. We got a couple minutes left. I know this weekend the WNBA festivities are in Phoenix, I believe, and the skills competition tonight, the game tomorrow. What's the buzz around town? Is it, I know that Caitlin Clark kind of switched the whole paradigm on everything, and and people who've never been interested in women's sports before or women's basketball before now are at least like lifting up one eyebrow just to kind of keep an eye on what's going on. Is there buzz in downtown? Is there is this a bigger event than you think it probably would have been a year ago before Caitlin and Angel Reese and this rise in popularity of the WNBA?
It is a bigger event for sure. I mean, you know, obviously, all to your points of what you're saying, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have put so many eyeballs on the women's game, and I'm a little disappointed as well. Like, you want to see those people perform, and when they don't show up at these other events, I think it takes a little bit of a hit on those. You know, we've seen it so many times with the NBA and how their festivities, they're just not the same anymore. And the All-Star game itself is somewhat of a joke. But
yep.
I feel like the women are going to be a little bit more scrappy, man. And I think that that's the kind of cool thing that I've seen this year is Caitlin Clark has kind of brought out the bad girls in a lot of girls on the floor. And they're knocking her down. They're making her earn her stripes. And with that being said, she handles herself so well. She is such a great player. And, you know, the other day when she had the 19 assists, you know, she really reminded me a lot of Steve Nash, the way that slicing and dicing and going through everybody. It was a different Caitlin Clark than we've seen. So I think she's got so many interesting things to her game. And like you're saying, she has brought so many eyes on the women's game. And I know she gets a lot of hate, but at the same time, they like you so much that they have that hate for you.
That's
so
right.
I look at it in a way different way. Yeah, exactly. It is respect, but it's reverse respect. And the difference when people are hating on you, it's not always that they're hating on you. They're hating on you because you're doing something they can't do, and she does it so well. I've never found myself wanting to watch women's basketball, but now that Caitlin Clark, after her days at Iowa and watching her there, I do find myself trying to watch more women's basketball. And truly, the game is actually pretty good. The biggest difference between men's basketball and women's basketball, we all know, women play below the rim. But quite frankly, the skills that they possess out there, they're actually pretty damn good. So
yeah, it's an entertaining product right now for sure. And what I'm excited
about,
I'm excited to see how Caitlin and Angel get along, but I'm also excited to see how they combine with like Arike Ogunbowale, you know, Milwaukee's own Arike Ogunbowale, and how they, I think they're showing up with a chip on their shoulder because they're not on the Olympic team. And because the Olympic team, I think, is going to show up more like wanting to rest and wanting to get ready for the Olympics, I think the WNBA team is going to show up with this vim and vigor. I think they're going to take it right to them. The Olympic team's favored by 5.5. I'm not a huge gambler, but I do get, you know, wager from time to time. I think the WNBA team plus 5.5 is as close to a lock as I've seen in a long time, just because I think they want it more.
You know, put it this way, man, there's a lot of pride on the line, and there's no, you can't put a price on pride, right? So at the end of the day, it comes down to who wants it a little bit more than the other person. And I like where you're going with that, because you have that little chip on your shoulder. You weren't taken. That's a whole nother can of worms that we could open up and talk about that discussion too. 'Cause quite frankly, I don't see how you don't have those gals on a team like that. So
exactly.
just to get them the experience, like even if they're not completely ready right now, you want to get those girls ready so that in the future they can lead the team. So in a weird way, I think they messed up.
I agree. He's Andy Dorf. Follow him on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. He is a hardcore, tried and true Milwaukeean living in the desert. And he's carrying the flag for all of our Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Well, maybe not all our Wisconsin teams. We won't talk about where he went to college. You mentioned it. It's okay. But all of our Milwaukee teams for sure. And listen to him Sirius XM on Sunday mornings, 10 to noon Milwaukee time. Andy, this was awesome. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely, and we got to get you on my show, so let's connect very soon. I do appreciate you, my friend, and we'll talk very soon. Good stuff, and go Bucks go, go Packers go, and go Brew Crew, baby. We got some good things brewing in Wisconsin right now, man.
They're really, and that's why we need you on again soon, because we didn't even talk about the Brewers and the Packers, and we'll do it next time, I promise.
Have a great day, my friend. Enjoy.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. That's Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.